The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Off we go into a new week. Thanks for being with us. We'll have Ron Wolfley this morning as we break down what happened in the playoffs. Where does Ron come down? In visiting with Ron in the past, he is not one that is into the overtime rules being changed off of what happened last night with Buffalo and Kansas City. So we'll talk with Ron about that. Later in the show, Bobby Hurley and his suspension is really, outside of the NFL playoffs, there's a lot of people reacting to what happened to Bobby Hurley, when it happened, I shouldn't even say what happened to him, how he reacted and how his players reacted Saturday night in Stanford. Not many people saw it because of the NFL playoffs going on. I flipped over to it, didn't see it had happened live. Sunday morning, heard all about it, went back and watched it, and yeah, it's not good. And I'm just wondering if it's time, if we're getting to the point of having a press reset on the Arizona State basketball program with Bobby. And if for both sides, this is not me sitting here saying it's time to fire a coach. I'm just wondering if we're getting to that point. Sometimes you get to a space, it's just like, it's time to just go different directions. So we'll get into that. Opening comments brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We do appreciate their support. Ron Wolfley here in about 10 minutes. So obviously today everybody is going gaga, as they should. And all of us have our different spaces in watching the NFL playoffs over the weekend. Like, I came into it saying, you know, I'll be doing my thing. I'll go hike. I'll go golf. I'll do something because, you know, it's Bengals, Titans. And then something said, you know, it could be interesting because, you know, I've not watched Joe Burrow and Joe Mixon over and over and over. I've seen Chase. You know, full disclosure, when a Bengal game comes on, it's purely for fantasy football reasons. I don't sit there and break it down watching Cincinnati. I got to do that with the Cardinals. Okay. So I watched, and as the game progressed, you know, and everything about Tennessee having the most injured players, that game, as you watched it, it's like, wow, Joe Burrow is much better than I thought he would be here against Tennessee. And wow, Derrick Henry's trying to come through with plates in his feet. This is really compelling. And the Bengals win it, and in dramatic fashion. And then it comes to Aaron Rodgers and the 49ers. So the 49ers, you know, there's a part of me that internally likes San Francisco a lot because I know their general manager well, covered him in high school, college, worked for his dad, John Lynch, full disclosure. And Johnny has just done a great job up in San Francisco. And so pleased he's going into the Hall of Fame. But I didn't think that Jimmy Garoppolo would be the guy that would come out and play as well as he did. Remember when it was all Trey Lance? And it was just Trey Lance, Trey Lance, Trey Lance, Trey Lance. And yeah, we watched the 49ers twice this year against the Cardinals. They weren't at full strength early in the season. That's why, for me, I don't get too high or low now off of games in September or October. I just don't. The 49ers didn't have George Kittle for the longest period of time. They were beat up and banged up, injuries all over the place. They couldn't find anybody else. They weren't using Debo Samuel much. It's a completely different team as the season progressed. And the way that game went down, you know, is it the final time we see Aaron Rodgers run off the field, up the tunnel in Green Bay? The special teams, you can tell, go all the way back to high school football. And you hear it, there's three phases in the game of football. There's the offense, the defense, and special teams. You got to have all three of those together. And yet, even at the highest level, you know, last night at the end of the Buffalo-Kansas City game in regulation, where it's just not that hard. It really isn't that hard to say, hey, we should squib kick this. It just isn't that hard. And you can't come up with enough excuses today to what happened with Buffalo. Same thing with Green Bay. And I'll give credit here, full credit on this one. What Joe Buck and Troy Aikman did on Saturday night and their production crew, they came out. And in the opening deal, you know how they usually do is the offense takes the field. And what are your keys to the game? And the keys are, it's always about the quarterbacks. Can the quarterbacks do this? Can the quarterbacks do that? Yeah, it's real easy to say, well, it's going to come down to how Aaron Rodgers is able to play against Jimmy Garoppolo. Got it. But instead, they told me something I didn't think of going into it off the top line. I knew Green Bay had some struggles in special teams. I didn't know how awful they were. Did you? I mean, just awful. And they're right off the top in the first quarter. And there's people that hate on Aikman and hate on Buck for whatever reason. I don't know what the fantasy time is and sitting at home and just saying, I hate this announcer and that announcer when the game is what matters. But they said right off the top, special teams are going to come into play in this game. And what happened? You had a block punt. You had just boneheaded plays. You weren't able to make things happen on the special team side of it. And the 49ers end up winning the game. So credit to Fox, because they had that called at the 14:49 mark probably of the first quarter of this game's going to have some problems with special teams. And they rehearse all that stuff. Aikman and Joe Buck were all over it. So credit to them on that on Saturday night. I have no problem with Aaron Rodgers not playing again. If you're a Packer fan, oh my gosh, world's going to come to an end. Yeah, and you said the same thing when Brett Favre left. Packer fans, when Brett Favre left, oh my gosh, the world's coming to an end. We don't like this Rodgers guy. He's not going to be any good, so on and so on and so on. And what happened? He had a tremendous run. I don't care if he leaves. When Drew Brees left last year, the Saints took a step back. It was time for Drew to go. I don't know if Drew's going to make it as an analyst. He bombed last weekend. They did much better yesterday on the sidelines. But nonetheless, so the game on Saturday night was tremendous. Again, we all like sitting there in the dark when it's snowing on our televisions watching football. The numbers that will come out today for the ratings will be ungodly, and they should be, because all the games were compelling. So then we get to yesterday. And again, I'm looking at the Rams and, you know, the whole Tom Brady side. Okay, he's going to get hit because Tristan Wirfs isn't going to play. That's my mind going into it. And the Buccaneers are just, again, awful. Or was it the Rams that good? Mistake after mistake, and the Rams should have blown that game out. Cam Akers can't hang on to the football, not once but twice. And so the game comes down to the final play, and they kick the field goal, and that's the end of Tom Brady. Tom Brady runs off the field for the final time. I'm not going to lose any tears. It was a great run. It was great to watch him. Is it the final time? Was that the last game for Brady? People are trying to read into the cryptic comments that he said after the game yesterday. To me, he still could play. Like if Tom Brady showed up here and Kyler Murray were still here, is still here, who would I want? Well, I'd want Tom Brady. Tom Brady's won. Kyler hasn't. It's fact. Not hating, just facts. Give me winners. So that game was tremendous. And that takes us to last night. Last night was one of those deals where I don't root for a team. People say, who's your favorite team? I don't have one. Never have had one. Never will. I don't sit there and say, because I grew up in San Diego, it's the Chargers. Yeah, I remember Kellen Winslow with a towel on his head being hauled off the field in the great game against Miami. Sure. Yes, I remember the Raiders and Chargers matchups and all that. Sure. Grew up in it. But I've never sat there and said, oh boy, man, the Chargers, whether in San Diego or LA, that's my team. I don't have a team. I can't do what I do if I have a team, because then I'm going to sit here and say, oh, I'm going to overlook everything and I'm going to make excuses all day long. That's what happens in our business nowadays. A lot of people with microphones in front of them are nothing more than PR people, extensions of for the teams. That's a fact. Can't do that here. So, last night, it's just I want to see great competition at the highest level. I don't have to have it go back and forth. Like, there are people on social going down the line of, wow, this Packers 49ers game, not a lot of scoring. Okay, you're one of those people that just doesn't want to really learn the game of football, the intricacies of it. I don't have to have 36-35 overtime. I don't have to have that. But as the game progressed, I'm finding myself going, oh my gosh. Like, I'm with my wife screaming. I'm one of those people last night because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was the greatest weekend of football on the professional end that I've ever seen. It is. And we still have the championship sides of the AFC and NFC. Super Bowl, to me, put me to sleep. Don't care as much because they're already there and there's all the distractions. And, yeah, they're going back and forth. If the Chiefs and Bills game last night was a Super Bowl, it would have been an amazing game. usually in sports, usually in the NFL, championship game weekends, which is coming up, are the best games of the year because you're one game away from making it to the Super Bowl. And then you get to the Super Bowl, and sometimes there's nerves and there's tenseness and there's just all the distractions of tickets and buildup and hype and all that. And the Super Bowl halftime show ends up being rated higher than the game itself. So it's just like a celebration almost. But last night, if that was the best, like these games this coming weekend, can you even come close to living up to those? Last night, all Buffalo had to do, and again, there's a reason why Tony Romo gets $8 million to sit in a broadcast booth and maybe north of that with his next deal. It's because he said you should squib kick it here. Just that simple. And there's a few people whose opinions I trust on social that aren't cheerleaders or tied into, you know, people that were saying before the kick, squib kick it here, that were thinking through the game. If you do that, you take 3-4 seconds off the clock. Game's over. Just that simple. So if you're in Buffalo today, if you're a Bills fan today, you're gut-wrenched. You are. Because if I had to take Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, man, that's a tough call. That's a tough call. But the job that Josh Allen did last night in running and throwing and game management and game decisions and toughness and grit and everything you want to see in a quarterback, everything. It was something else. I mean, it really was. And don't give me that, well, if Tyrann Mathieu were on the field. Tyrann Mathieu wasn't on the field. So let's just stop with the excuse making right there. It was just such an awesome, awesome weekend. And I'm one of those, if you've seen through the years, a lot of times I look at the NFL and say, this is not as good a product as it once was. This is not get off my lawn guy. But there's just a certain way the game is being played now, and the fake football in August, thankfully they cut a game back there. September is kind of like training camp football. It's not very good. October, it's a little bit better. If it weren't for fantasy and gambling, I don't think there would be near the numbers. I don't. But last night, yesterday, Saturday afternoon and evening was good as you're going to get. Loved it on all fronts. It was just awesome. We'll chop it up next with Ron Wolfley on all fronts there. And then Bobby Hurley. What does ASU do on this one? Like, where are we at ASU from an athletic department standpoint where the football team is a mess? The basketball program, well, I'll get into that because I got some thoughts that I may take a different turn. We'll get into that, plus the Suns are in action tonight and much more. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. He is driving this ship on the other side. Ron Wolfley with us. All right, let's take a minute here to talk about DraftKings. This is important, guys. The football season is rolling on. New users can bet $5 to win $200 in free bets if your team wins this week, thanks to our partnership with DraftKings. Really happy to have them on board. Here's how to claim this offer. Sign up for a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make your first-time deposit of $5 or more. Place a $5-plus wager on your football team, and if they win, you win $200 in free bets. It's that easy. Just go to dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Again, that's dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Act now. This offer won't be around forever, thanks to DraftKings. All right, Ron Wolfley with us now for a few minutes. Knows all, tells all. Of course, you hear him on 98.7. What do you mean you don't know all, tell all?
Knows all, tells all. Come on, Bradley.
Sure. Of course, Arizona Cardinal analyst. Ron Wolfley, if you were to look at the weekend of NFL football that just finished up, would it go down in your mind as the greatest set of playoff games you've ever seen?
How can you parse it any other way, Bradley? How can you talk about what we just saw on Saturday and Sunday any other way? Of course it is. To me, it is the greatest playoff weekend that I have ever seen. I don't know about you, Bradley, but the games, the four games that we have just seen, walk-offs, all four walk-offs. When has that happened? When is the last time? You're Mr. Stat, man. You got all these stats. I see all the books behind you right now, Bradley. You got all these stats, right?
Cooking books, Ron. Cooking books.
When is the last time that happened?
Never.
Where never, four ever. Games played. Ever. Yeah. Walk-offs.
as you're sitting there, like each game is going, I'll go back to Saturday. I know it was fine watching Cincinnati and Tennessee early, and then it's okay. And then the way it finishes, and then, oh, the Packers are going to roll, and then the snow starts, and the 49ers find them. And then yesterday it's, man, the Rams are cruising. This game's over. And then the one last night, forget about it. I can't even begin to explain that. So
there were 25 points scored in the last 2 minutes of that game last night. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills put together one of the most classic games that we've ever seen. Now, listen, the score, all the points and everything else, I know fantasy football, oh, they love that. They just love that. To me, might have been too much scoring. I want to see the struggle. You know how I am, old school. As a matter of fact, the game that was played up at Lambeau Field between the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers, baby, it doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't. Except the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills and what they did. Are you kidding me? Josh Allen has thrown 9 touchdowns in the last 2 games, and you lose one of those games? 13 seconds on the clock. The game is over. 13 seconds on the clock, and the Kansas City Chiefs have the ball on their own 25-yard line. They got to go down the field 2 plays, and that's exactly what they did to tie that game up. Impossible, Bradley.
Ron Wolfley with us for a couple of minutes, 98.7 FM. You can hear him during the middays. And, of course, Cardinal analyst. Let's go back for a second, just not even on the Kansas City-Buffalo game, but I want to get into the whole idea of overtime and the rules. In my world, it is that game should have continued on. If it's just winning the coin flip, that really is short-sighted. Do you agree, disagree?
No, I disagree with that, Bradley. Honestly, right now, I want to go back to sudden death. Okay, listen, there are 3 phases in the game of football. Okay. Offense, defense, and special teams. The only thing you can ask as a player is an opportunity to go out and compete. That's exactly what happens in the overtime period. You have the opportunity to go out and compete. Now, you might be playing defense, but so what? Your defense has the opportunity to go out, make a play, and get off the field. It's part of the game of football. So for me, once again, I loved the overtime rule, the sudden death, just the way that it was. I understand, okay, you don't want a field goal to determine it. Okay, so I'm okay with the rules the way they are now. But please don't tell me that now all of a sudden, oh, it's they never got the ball. They never got the ball, and that's the reason why Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. No, it isn't. It's not the reason why. There were 13 seconds on the clock, and the Buffalo Bills allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to go down the field, get into field goal range, and kick a field goal. That right there, that's why they lost that game. Not because Josh Allen and the Bills never got the ball in overtime. Okay. All right.
But they'll talk about player safety. The games need to finish. If each team has one possession, if a team scores a touchdown, you get one shot. If it doesn't happen and you don't get a touchdown, you lose. You're saying no. Because a lot of fans are saying that should have kept going, but then the player safety issue comes into play. The NFL cares about player safety, but...
Oh, no, the NFL does care about player safety. They do. Now, listen, for me right now, what happened to the previous 60 minutes you played? Did you have a chance to win the game there? Yeah, you had a chance to win the game there. I don't want to hear the belly aching that comes down. They never got the ball, right? And we know bellies, don't we? They never got the ball. That's just wrong. No, it isn't. You had 60 minutes to decide the game before you went into overtime. So for me, listen, I realize the cheeks are a little full. I realize I'm fat and 59. And at the same time, I can tell you this is something that does not need to be fixed.
All right, let's move ahead. Look towards the weekend. You've seen the Rams and 49ers combine 4 times this year. Where's the difference? Where's the edge on the front? You just look at it and say the pass rush of the Rams from my view. What about you?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's amazing. You think of all the talent that is going to be out on the field. And yet the fact that Jimmy G is going to be playing quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, I this is something Trey Lance, we all thought Trey Lance at some point in time would get the reins. That's not happening. What happens if Jimmy G actually takes this team back to the Super Bowl again? Brad, are you really going to do that? Are you going to make the move to Trey Lance next year if that happens? By the way, Jimmy G was supposed to be a marginalized player at this point in time. Jimmy G was a guy that there was no way Jimmy G was going to be taking them to the NFC championship game. Yet here he is again. How can you justify making the move to Trey Lance next year? How could you? Yeah. You can't. What a problem that really is for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan right now. They got to figure that out. But man, the NFC West, we knew this, right? Coming into this season, it was the beating heart of the football universe. The NFC West, the best division in the game of football, played at the highest level our species can generate. And here it is, the 49ers and the Rams. Go figure. You know what really gets me about it? And this is just me.
Yeah.
You know I bleed big red. The fact that the Arizona Cardinals should have won the NFC West, in my opinion, should have won it. I'll take just one game, the last game against the Seattle Seahawks at home, win that, and they would have won the NFC West, the most difficult division in the game of football. And here we go, the NFC Championship game and two NFC West teams. It figures. It figures.
It's who do you like, right. Ron? Do you have a lean on this one so far?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, the 49ers, they are a very, very physical team. The 49ers are a physical team, and they know how to beat the Los Angeles Rams. Just like the Rams have owned the Arizona Cardinals over the last 5 years, I would say that the 49ers own the Los Angeles Rams over the last 3 years. So because of that, including their last overtime game, where they actually won to get into the postseason, I think they do it again with Jimmy G as their quarterback. That is astounding for me to say that. Yet at the same time, I think the 49ers are going to be in the Super Bowl.
AFC side, really interested, obviously, with the Cinderella story of the Bengals and how well they've played. And we're just getting to know them and for that city to finally have something to get into. But you got to look at Kansas City and say this game really shouldn't be that close on the surface, right or wrong?
Yeah, except there's this kid named Joe Burrow who just, you know what I mean? Who does he remind you of, Brad? When you watch him play, who does he remind you of? Is there a quarterback from the past? How about Tom Brady? Except he's much better athlete than Tom Brady was. This is a guy that can throw the ball from the pocket. This is a guy, it's a blending of the old and the new. You get the old offense where they'll put them under center, and here it comes. We're going to run the tackle zone, and we're going to run the five plays that come off that, and we're going to execute. And what we're going to do is we're just going to be better than you are. We're going to line up. You know what's coming. You know when the Cincinnati Bengals, when they line up, you know what's coming. And we're just going to execute better than you will execute, and the play will work. And then every now and then we'll go ahead and we'll get in the shotgun and we'll blend the old and the new. And that's what I think every team has got to do in the NFL is get with it. The new era of football, blending of what is old and blending what is new together, where you're capable of being anything you need to beat your opponent. And if that means in rundown situation, they're good, they're not good on the line of scrimmage, you need to pound the football then and use play action to throw it. If that means they are good on the line of scrimmage, but their secondary is weak, maybe now you want to get into the gun, use some RPOs, blend the old and the new.
Joe Mixon being the pound, Ja'Marr Chase being the catch, Joe Burrow doing his thing, but can they beat Kansas City?
I don't think so. Right now, you got that feeling, don't you? You got that feeling Patrick Mahomes is back. And Pat Mahomes has really grown, I think, 4 years now. 4 years the Kansas City Chiefs have been in the championship game, the conference championship game. The road to the Super Bowl apparently still goes through Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That to me, that game he played, I thought Josh Allen played the greatest game I've ever seen a quarterback play. When you think of running the ball and throwing the ball, and when he did it, when it mattered the most, the way he came through for the Buffalo Bills was astounding. And yet he lost to Pat. He lost to Pat Mahomes. Stunning.
In a classic, classic game.
Forever.
Ron, so, Ron, you've got 49ers and Chiefs.
Yeah.
49ers and Chiefs by a smidge or
– No, I think it might get ugly. The Kansas City Chiefs win the game.
That's Ron Wolfley. That's Ron Wolfley, 98.7 FM. We appreciate his time and his insight. Always good catching up with Ron. The football season rolls on. New users can bet $5 to win $200 in free bets. If your team wins this week, thanks to our partnership with DraftKings. Here's how to claim this offer. You sign up for a DraftKings Sportsbook account. That's easy. Make your first-time deposit of $5 or more. That's simple. Place a $5-plus wager on your football team, and if they win, you win $200 in free bets. That's right. Just go to dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Again, that's dkng.co/sports360. Act now. This offer won't be around forever. Thanks again to Ron Wolfley. Let me just go back on, because I could have taken the whole segment and gone through the, you know, the idea of overtimes. And Ron, I differed on that. I'm thinking I got other things. The rules changes, you know, roughing the passer, I think that's one that's got to get looked at. The wide receivers, when their knee touches, because these guys are getting lit up, that's one. And then, you know, the overtime on both sides, at least having a possession. You have the college rule that's out there that some like and think should be put in the pros. I can't ever imagine the pros saying, well, you know, we got an idea from college. I can't imagine the NFL ever crediting anybody else. You know, we have the two-point conversion in the first overtime, and then it's just by the third possession, it becomes two-point plays, so you're limiting the number of plays. So I just wanted to get into that a little bit further, and I'll have Ron back on, and we can really go at each other on it, but it's good to have Ron on. Love having him. When I have Ron on, it's not work. It just isn't, because he's so good on so many fronts. Now I transition to Bobby Hurley. So here's the thing. He's suspended. He will not coach in tonight's game between ASU and USC. And I'm going to get into U of A here in a second, too. What happened the other night at Stanford, where Stanford shot 41 free throws and ASU shot 9. That's one issue that you just look at and say, that just simply can't happen. But there is never, ever, ever, ever a place for going into an official when the game is finished. Never, ever for players to do that. This is not court 5 over at Bell Bank Park on a Saturday morning, where there's youth stuff that happens. You know, you're at the college level, and yes, you can let them have it, and you can go in your post game and just ream them a new one. But Bobby's sideline demeanor through 7 years, it's improved, okay? It has. It didn't the other night. It regressed. More importantly, if you're an Arizona State fan, you're going to go support your coach, because that's what fans do. I'm going to sit here and say, I've been all about Bobby Hurley. I was saying during football season, please get me through this, because what we're seeing in football is unacceptable. What's going on with football off the field, unacceptable. What's going on with football, just completely ignoring players here in high school and saying that they do care about, they don't. They don't. They're going to try to turn the narrative around. They're trying to turn the Titanic around. But it's always the same thing in football. Basketball, I've seen where Bobby has been able to get this program. And yeah, he's had some really bad luck. COVID has hit, and yes, COVID's hit a lot of teams. But COVID hits him last year when he's got Josh Christopher and Marcus Bagley. I don't think Marcus Bagley's ever going to play at ASU. I don't. Josh Christopher didn't want to be here after COVID started taking the team apart. He just wanted to get to the NBA. So Bobby went down the route. He was able to recruit some high-end guys, went down the route of Let's get these players in here. He's been able to get some transfer players in here. It just hasn't worked out. And the bigger picture to me is we're getting to a point where I've got to look at it and say, is it just time to press reset for all parties involved? Sometimes you can just get to a point in a program in athletics. This isn't a marriage where you just give up on each other. But sometimes it may just be better. Bobby's not happy. He's never said this to me. He won't talk publicly about it. But I know from enough people that are over there that know he hasn't gotten a new facility because the place they play in right now is not adequate. And for anybody who says, oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong over here, then you haven't traveled to other parts of the country. They don't take recruits through there. They take them over across the street. It simply can't happen. There are some ASU Big Cigars that aren't happy that there's a hockey arena built before the makeover of the arena. That's out of Bobby's control. But you know what? Maybe it's just at a point where it's time to press reset for both sides. Maybe we're at that point because what happened the other night, you know, 41-9 on the free throw line, that can't happen, but you cannot let players get into it. And you can't get into it on that level as a college basketball coach. Plain and simple. Anybody who tries to explain it away, you're just talking in the wind. You're a fart in the breeze. It's not happening. The Pac-12 had every right to suspend and fine him. Sometimes pressing reset needs to happen sooner than later. The University of Arizona should have pressed reset on Sean Miller a couple of years ago, and they didn't. Sean should get some credit for the players that are on the court now because they've got a lot of talent. And tomorrow night, I'm very much looking forward to seeing them play UCLA. But it's hard for the second year in a row now. Second year in a row where we're looking at college basketball and say, what are these teams really all about? You can't make big judgments and big statements because you don't know. You don't know who's in protocols. And when you only play a couple of games in 3-4 weeks, you know, when I hear U of A fans get mad that UCLA doesn't want to play them, with the shoes on the other foot, you would be in the same place saying, we haven't played. We need to be at full strength. And now I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Bill Walton's going to be doing the game with Dave Pasch. It's a big deal. Looking forward to U of A and UCLA. U of A finally got to a point where they're like, Sean, it's just best to go. And I think, you know, there's some now that are starting to look that direction with the athletic director. I'm not there yet with Ray in terms of making a change with Ray Anderson, but a lot of people are. See how Willie Bloomquist does in baseball, but I think if you look at your big three, football, it's time for a change. They didn't make a change. They're going to try to stick with it through the portal. They're waiting to hear from the NCAA. You know, Antonio needs to go. That needed to happen a long time ago. It hasn't happened yet. And so here we are with basketball. And that's that. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. This show repeats over and over and over. You can head over to our website. There's plenty of content at sports360az.com. We do this show live at 10:06. In the mornings. So you can check it out throughout the day and night or join us live. Have a great day.